Welcome back to TRP.
Hi, welcome back to the Ross Lair podcast. This time I continue my journey along the Wild Atlantic Way. It is hard to believe that William Butler Yeats made such an impression on the northwest corner of the island of Ireland. It's strange because he was born in Sandymount in County Dublin. His father was a lawyer and a portrait painter. The young Yeats was educated in Dublin and London, but spent most of his summers in County Sligo, where his parents had been raised, and fell in love with the beauty of the region. As I approach Sligo, Yeats County, as it is affectionately known, I was confronted with an imposing mountain stretching out before me, Ben Bulben, its bulbous round head like that of a humpbacked whale facing towards the Atlantic and the haven of many an Irish emigrant, America. Then the signs began, Yeats Lodge, Yeats B&B, Yeats Haven. I spotted a signpost for Glencar Waterfall, mentioned in his famous poem, The Stolen Child, and veered off the Wild Atlantic Way down some narrow roads leading to the falls. I was pleasantly surprised to see that for once tourists were not being charged exorbitant parking fees to access the attraction, and ample parking was available across the road from the entrance to Glencar. To my surprise, I now realised it was back in County Leitrim, on the northern shore of Glencar Lake. The waterfall itself is quite close by, and though it is not very large or high, it does have an ethereal feel, as the water drops from a crop of hidden rock above. A tranquil veil of white, translucent water breaks the surface of the black pool beneath. I can see how Yeats would have been attracted to the mysticism of the place. The Stolen Child by William Butler Yeats. Where dips the rocky highland of Sleuthwood in the lake, there lies a leafy island where flapping herons wait the drowsy water rats. There we've hid our fairy vats full of berries and of reddest stolen cherries. Come away, O human child, to the waters and the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. Where the waves of moonlight glosses the dim grey sands with light, far off by further rosses, we footed all the night, weaving olden dances, mingling hands and mingling glances, till the moon has taken flight. To and fro we leap and chase the frothy bubbles, while the world is full of troubles and anxious in its sleep. Come away, O human child, to the waters and the wild, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. Where the wandering water gushes from the hills above Glencar, in pools amongst the rushes that scarce could bathe the star, we seek for slumbering trout, and whispering in their ears, give them unquiet dreams, leaning softly out from ferns that drop their tears over the young streams. Come away, O human child, to the waters and the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. Away with us he's going, the solemn-eyed. He'll hear no more the lowing of the calves on the warm hillside, or the kettle on the hob sing peace into his breast, or see the brown mice bob round and round the oatmeal chest, for he comes, the human child, to the waters and the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than he can understand. Later, as I sat outside the Tea Shed restaurant, gazing out at the Glencar Lake and Benbulben in the distance, I was treated to one of the best salads I have ever eaten. It consisted of walnuts, pistachios, chickpeas, yellow peppers, apple, tomato, salad, beetroot, pear, feta cheese, coleslaw, red and white cabbage, cucumber, pepper, lettuce, dressings and onions. And, if my memory serves me correctly, it all cost around €8. Once back on the Wild Atlantic Way, I came upon Drumcliff Cemetery, the final resting place of the poet. The church and the graveyard rest beneath the shadow of Benbulben, standing like a sentinel looking down on the simple, minimalist limestone slab with the inscription, "Cast a cold eye on life. On death, horseman pass by." William Butler Yeats, June 13, 1865 to January 28, 1939. While Yeats actually died in France, it was his wish to rest under Bear Benbulben's head. That evening, I decided to stop in the beautiful seaside town of Bundoran, renowned as one of the best stretches of coastline for surfing, and a short hop from the border with Northern Ireland. I booked into the Allingham Arms Hotel and searched for a traditional pub as opposed to the sterile atmosphere of most hotel bars. I discovered there are sessions in the Bank Bar, but sadly, not that night. I ended up in the Railway Bar. The pub was quiet. It was to be expected, after all. It was a Tuesday night, so I wasn't surprised. I observed a notice by the cash register saying that they did not accept £50 sterling notes. I asked the barmaid why. She told me there were lots of forgeries of that particular denomination. I wondered to myself if the proximity with the border had anything to do with it. She told me she believed so, and went on to inform me that the pub did not accept €100 notes either, for the very same reason. She went on to tell me that she commutes daily to Northern Ireland, a 70-kilometre round trip where she works at her main job in Enniskillen. Her daughter, who she raised as a single mother, now works in Dublin as a teacher, and she told me she was paying €1,800 for a two-bedroom flat, and was struggling to save enough for a deposit on a house. I asked her about tourism in the town this year, and she told me there was an exceptionally large influx of people from Northern Ireland, and that many have holiday houses and mobile homes in the holiday parks scattered around the outskirts of the town. What she did tell me, and what I found quite interesting, was the fact that the holiday parks in Bundoran don't close, that you can go all year round to your holiday home. This is perhaps something the powers that be in Rosslare should take note of. Probably one of the sweetest things that I heard that night was the fact that her daughter sends her a card every Mother's Day, and every Father's Day too. There are many parents I know who would receive neither. The following morning, I was greeted with a spectacular view of the Atlantic from the breakfast room in the Allingham Arms. Blue skies, crashing waves, surfers, and a healthy breakfast. What more could I ask for? Later, I took the Rugy Walk, a trail around the cliff face, starting at the Tourist Information Office in Bundoran. The morning was beautiful and the weather was spectacular. As I rounded the headland, I could look back at Benbulben and several other peaks in the Dartry mountain range. Some were capped in puffy white clouds. Others were highlighted by the sunlight streaming down. Misegon Meva, the Gaelic for Maeve's Cairn, was easily visible on Ben Bulben. It is said that here, the legendary Queen Maeve of Connacht was buried beneath this massive heap of stones. The cairn itself is 600 feet in circumference and 34 feet high. What a spectacular place to have been laid to rest. Tune in again as I head next time for Westport in County Mayo. Keep on listening to TRP.